Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass Podcast on the readings for the Feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, 2024. You know, nothing gets us closer to the divinity of the Holy Family than the rebellion of our human family. What's the picture we get of Jesus this Sunday? A kid who thoughtlessly wanders off from his parents without telling them, just so he can respond to an urge. And when his worried mother and father finally find him and chastise him for such selfishness, he says in effect, "What's the big deal? I have more important things to do than hang around with you two." You'll get the real words from Luke chapter 2. But is the Son of God sassing his foster parents? Bishop Robert Barron offers a possible defense for such behavior in his book about Thomas Aquinas, Spiritual Master. Like Father, like Son. Imagine our God having the heart of a teenager, caught up in the exuberance of his will. Maybe this applies to young Jesus, too. Barron writes, "Why does a teenager dye her hair in outlandish colors and wear clothes that shock the members of polite society? For much the same reason God created toucans and giraffes. For the fun of it, and perhaps even for its shock value." Another analogy, even more shocking. Why is a worn-out football player limping off the field at the end of a game a beautiful sight? His jersey's torn and muddy, face sweaty and bloody, and he's lugging his scuffed helmet in one hand and a filthy towel in the other. That's beautiful? You bet, because what we're seeing here is the luminous union of courage, physical strength, and the sass of reckless abandon, all defining this player's mission. Barron continues, "All things are close to the Creator God who dwells in every aspect of being." In the mind of Thomas Aquinas, Barron believes, the human spirit is wired for a spiritual journey upward toward union with that shockingly divine source. The young sassy Jesus proves that even if humanity's reckless abandon of youth results in our becoming the psychological equivalent of that battered, brutalized, and bloody football player toward the end of our lives, we're called to exhibit God's divine mercy to other beaten-up souls like us. The book of Sirach also urges respect for our battered and complex moms and dads. "My son, take care of your father when he is old. Grieve him not as long as he lives. Even if his mind fail, be considerate of him. Revile him not all the days of his life. Kindness to a father will not be forgotten." That's from Sirach chapter 3. We may all enter this world's field of play equipped with quirks vastly different from one another, but we're called to wear the same uniform throughout the game, as Paul tells the Colossians this Sunday. "Put on, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if one has a grievance against another. As the Lord has forgiven you, so must you also do. And over all these, put on love," that is, the bond of perfection. That's from Colossians chapter 3. Love is the armor of eternal life. It's both our uniform and our shelter. It's also where Jesus can be found. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.